Conclusion. This book has unveiled for you the answer to the ultimate question, why were you born? You have read the inspired passages of the Word of God that unlock the mystery of God hidden from ages and generations. It is the author's heartfelt desire that this knowledge will magnify your understanding of the awe-inspiring love that God the Father and Jesus Christ have for you, that you will come to deeply comprehend the true meaning of the sonship of God, so that you too may become one of the called, chosen, and faithful, so that you may become an eternal son or daughter of God the Father, made after the God kind. Indeed, one final question remains. Now that you have this vital knowledge of God's marvelous plan, what will you choose to do? Will you act on this wonderful knowledge and respond to God's call? God says that if you seek Him, He will be found by you, 2 Chronicles 15:2. The prophet Isaiah says that now is the time to seek God. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 9. Likewise, Jesus promises us this: ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it shall be opened. Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. You may be wondering, where do I begin? You begin by going directly to God the Father in prayer on your knees, confessing your sins and acknowledging that you have lived contrary to His way of life as outlined by His laws and commandments, 1 John 1, verses 6 through 10, and 1 John 2, verses 1 and 2. As you yield your heart and mind to God, as you seek Him and begin to obey His will in your life, He will graciously lead you to real repentance, Romans 2:4. Upon deep godly repentance, God will forgive your sins by His grace and mercy through the sacrifice and shed blood of Christ, Romans 3:23-31. Then you must be baptized by full immersion in water, by which you enter into the new covenant and receive the begettal of the Holy Spirit of God the Father. This is the beginning of your sonship of God. When you are raised out of that watery grave, you are to walk in newness of life. You are to live by every word of God in loving obedience to your heavenly Father as led by the power of the Holy Spirit. As you grow in grace and knowledge, you will hunger and thirst after the righteousness of God. You will experience a deep desire to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. With God the Father and Jesus Christ dwelling in your heart and mind through the power of the Holy Spirit, you will begin to develop the mind of Christ. You will begin to grasp the full meaning of the often quoted verse, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in Him may not perish, but may have everlasting life." John 3:16. Here the Greek for believes mean so much more than the mere acknowledgement of Jesus' role as Savior. Rather, the present tense participle pistuon describes one who continually believes in Jesus, that is, belief that is expressed by a deep, ongoing conviction of faith manifested in loving obedience to God. Indeed, salvation is a lifelong process of growth and overcoming. But as God has promised, He will fulfill His plan and purpose for you. According as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and virtue, through which He has given to us the greatest and most precious promises, that through these you may become partakers of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. Ultimately, when Jesus returns, you will be granted entrance into the immortal divine family of God, created after the God kind, possessing God's own divine nature. So awesome and wonderful is God's plan that the Apostle Paul wrote this prayer of encouragement for you and for all of those faithful in Christ. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, and may the eyes of your mind be enlightened, in order that you may comprehend what is the hope of His calling, and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the inner working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above every principality and authority and power and lordship and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And that He may grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with power by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that being rooted and grounded in love, you may be fully able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses human knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is working in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all generations, even into the ages of eternity. Amen. Ephesians 1:17-21, Ephesians 3:16-21. This is why you were born.